Today's daf is Nida daf Samach Dalid. We left off in daf Samach Gimel and Beis. We're holding up the two dots in the middle of the wide lines of Samach Gimel and Beis. The last line of the Mishnah had said that if a woman was Lamuda Lios Im Hanetzachama, she had a habit of always saying dam Im Hanetzachama. So Eina Asura Ella Im Hanetzachama. So she's only going to be Asur. The Mishnah had said Im Hanetzachama. She's only going to be Asur at that time. And then Rabbi Yehuda had said, no, that's not true. Rather Kol Hayom Shala. So we explained at the time that the Tanakama holds that the entire night before she could be Mishameshes, and once Netzachama passes and she doesn't see Dam, Tanakama holds the whole day is going to be okay. She's going to be Mutaris to be Mishamesh the whole day. Rabbi Huda says she's Mutaris L'Shamesh once Netzachama passes and she doesn't see Dam, but the entire night prior to Netzachama of her Vesas, she's Asura L'Shamesh. So says the Gemara, on that line, we have a brisa where instead of Rabbi Yehuda saying that she's mutaris the entire day, Rabbi Yehuda holds no, she's mutaris the entire night, meaning the entire previous night. Gemara says lo kasha, that's not a stira. They're talking about two different cases. When does she see him in Netzachama? Right before Netz or right after Netz? If she's regular to see at the very end of night, so then the nighttime is thrown as a vest, that's when she's going to be Asura. If she's regular to see at the very beginning of the daytime, so in the daytime is a vest, that's when she's going to be Asura. Tani chadar v'yuda osra lefnei vesta umatira la'achar vesta. V'tani idach osra la'achar vesta umatira lefnei vesta. We have again seeming stira between two brises. Rabbi Yehuda says in one brisa that she's Asur before her vest, mutter after the vest, and the other brisa he says she's Asur after the vest, mutter before the vest. It all depends on which ona her vest is in. If she normally sees at the end of night, so then she's going to be Asura prior to her vest, during the nighttime, and Mutaris after her vest. But if she normally sees at the very beginning of day, she's going to be Asura after her vest throughout the entire daytime, and Mutaris before the vest throughout the entire night. Amar Rava halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. So Rava says, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, not like the Tanakama, that she's Mutaris both before and after, but she's if let's say she sees at the very beginning of morning every time, she's Asura throughout the entire morning, but the entire daytime, but not she's Asura the entire nighttime. If she sees at the end of night, she's Asura the entire nighttime, and then the rest of the day she's Muteras. So frankly, Gemara, Miyama Rava Hachi, does Rava really say that we pass like Rabbi Yehuda? Vatayni vizartim es b'nei Yisrael mitamasa mikanam Rabbi Yirmiyah zhar l'b'nei Yisrael she'ir frushu minash sein samuch l'vestan, that we have a, based on the pasuk, we have a drasha that people have to be purished from their wives samuch l'vestan, near the time of their vestos v'kama, and how much is that? Amar Rava Ona, it means an Ona, so my love Ona Achriti, doesn't that mean in addition to the time period during which she sees Dam, she also has to be Porish, the husband also has to be Porish from her an additional time period, so that against Rabbi Yehuda, says Gemara, lo, Osa Ona, no, it just means that one time period, that's all, he has to be Porish. Vitarti Lamali, so why do I need to be told this twice? Tzricha, Diash min ha, hava mina hanimila tarosava, by love. Had we only had that one case where we're told, I would have thought that there's only true Litaros, but for Baila, it's not true. Kamash Mulan, Vimehi Avamina Samuch Vesta Ona Achriti, Kamash Mulan Osa Ona. And had I only had the other statement of Rabbi Yehuda, I would have thought that it's only of Rava, I would have thought it's only Samuch Vesta, meaning in addition to the Ona during which her vest happens, it's the Ona near her vest as well. So Kamash Mulan Osa Ona, meaning essentially the Hava Amina would have been that the Gemara explicitly rejects, is that if a woman always sees Dam, let's say during the daytime, the Hava Amina would have been that when do you have to be careful about her vest, not only during the daytime but during the previous night as well, an additional Ona Samach Levest Kamash Malan, that there's no such concern, that there's no reason to be Porish, that additional Ona. So against that backdrop, that the Gemara is very clearly, the Gemara very clearly entertains the Havamina, and just as clearly, if not more clearly, rejects this Havamina, and says, no, we only have to be Porish for one Ona, and not an additional Ona Samach Levest, so it makes it very surprising what the Beis Yosef quotes from the Or Zeruah. The Beis Yosef in Yerides from Kuf Pei Dalid quotes that the Or Zeruah holds that a person is Porish Meishto Samuch Levesta Esrim Va'arba Shaos, a 24-hour period. Even though an Ona is defined as a 12-hour period, a nighttime or a daytime, if a woman is, let's say, always sees during the day, the man has to be purged from her not only the day that she expects to see Dam, but the previous night as well. And the same Lahepach, if she normally sees at night, so he has to be purged from her the previous day as well. So the Beis Yosef wonders, how can the Arzarua say this? It says Beferish in our Gemara that only Osa Ona, not onachriti. We directly reject the possibility of adding another ona and making it a 24-hour period. So the Bach tries to be miyashiv the arzurua, and he says even the arzurua doesn't hold that. Even the arzurua would not hold the meikra din. You have to be poresh the ona samach levesta. It's a chumra bialma that maybe she's going to see b'nei tzachama and she's going to think that she saw b'sof laila, or maybe she'll think she saw b'tchilas imam was really b'sof laila. So it's going to come to be nichshal in the halachos of Vestos, and therefore we're machmir to be poresh 24 hours, and that way you save yourself any possible michsholim in the halachos of Vestos. And he says, the Bach writes, "Hayari devar Hashem nog me olam b'chumrazu." People who are Yirei Dvar Hashem are always knowing this this chumra. The Taz in Kuf Pei Dalet Sivkat and Beis says it's very difficult to understand why you'd be machmir in something that the Gemara explicitly deals with and says that we're supposed to be makel on, particularly when we're dealing with the Din Drabanan, with Vestos Drabanan. Meaning, to come up with a new chumra that the Gemara didn't think of, that's one thing. But the Taz says to take a chumra where the Gemara thought of it and the Gemara directly rejects it, that's very, very difficult. In the Pardesh Rimonim, he says the Svara of the Bach is very hard, where the Bach tries to defend the Arzurua by saying that you might come to confuse, did I see at the end of night, was it the beginning of day? He says it's very difficult, because according to the Bach, why does the Arzurua say that a woman whose Vesis is Biyom has to be Porish Mimena in the previous night? What if her vest is to see right before Shkia, at the end of the day? So, according to the Bach Svara, what should the concern be? That she might not realize, she might not know if she's really seeing at the end of today or the beginning of tomorrow. But that's not what the Yerzerua says. The Yerzerua holds that if she sees Biyom, you're not choshesh for this Ona and the next Ona, you're choshesh for this Ona and the previous Ona. Shouldn't that depend on which part of the day she's her real Ona is? Which part of the day her real Vestus is, when she's expects to see? If her real Vest is at the beginning of the day, good, then the Yerzerua makes sense. Be choshesh for that Ona and the previous Ona. But if it's at the end of the day, shouldn't it be that Ona and the next Ona? But the Yerzerua doesn't say that. So if you were to accept the Svara of the Bach, it doesn't really seem to fit so perfectly with the Arzurua. The Shach in Kuf Pei Dalet Sivkat and Zayin has a different suggestion to be Miyashiv the Arzurua. He says that a woman who doesn't have a Sha'a Kavua Bayom, that she always sees Dam, a set time during the day that she always sees Dam, so the entire Zman is considered, the entire day is considered Zman Vesta. So Ona Samach Levesta would mean another Ona beforehand, meaning to say as follows. When the Gemara speaks about a woman who has a Veses to see Dam at a particular time, it doesn't only mean that she can identify which day she's going to see Dam, which calendar day, and whether it's going to be a daytime or a nighttime. It doesn't only mean she can identify that. Typically, they were able to identify which moment of the day, which hour of the day she would see Dam. So in that context, the Gemara said, not only do you have to be purished from her during that hour where she expects to see Dam, but the entire Ona Samach Levesta, which means the entire daytime period or the entire nighttime period. That's great if you have a woman who's able to identify which hour she's going to see Dam. Nowadays, where at best we can try to pinpoint which day she's going to see Dam, so then that entire, but you can never pinpoint which hour it's going to be, so that entire daytime period has the din of that hour, of that moment where she's going to see Dam. And we said, in addition to that hour, you need the Ona Hasamach Levesta. You need the entire Ona that's near the time of the Vest. The entire day now takes on the status of the Vest, and the Ona Hasamach Levesta would be the previous owner. And that's the svar of the Arzurua, that he's not arguing on the Gemara. This answers the major kasha that the Taz had on the Bach. How could you be machmir on something that the Gemara directly addressed and rejected? He's not being machmir on something the Gemara directly addressed. He's passing exactly like the Gemara. It's a different metzias. The Gemara was talking about an understanding where you can identify exactly when she would see them, and he's talking about a case where you can't identify exactly when she's going to see them. So there are different minhagim out there. In the Yeshiva Shevelt, the Or Zerua, I think, is very, very widely accepted to be machmir like the Or Zerua. They recognize it as a chumrah, but it's very widely accepted. In the YU world, it doesn't seem to be widely accepted at all. Rabbi Willig, I think, always told us at the beginning of marriage, definitely not. You want to take it on as a chumrah later on. It's a good chumrah to take later on in marriage, but not at the beginning of marriage. He thought there's enough stress at the beginning of marriage without adding extra chumras. I once asked before I got married, I asked Rav Schechter, should we be machmir like the Ozerua? He said, I was never machmir like the Ozerua. He said, okay, I guess not then. But different shittos out there. Okay, says the Mishnah. Let's say woman always had a vest kavua to see on day 15, and then one time it changes and she sees day 20. Zevza asurin. So both day 15 and day 20 remain asur. Shinsopa mayim liyom chav zevza asurin. If she changes twice to day 20, so then again there is still day 15 still remains asur to her, but day 20 also she has to be chosheshes for. Shinsa gimel pa'amim liyom chav. Once three times she moves to day 20, three times in a row, then day 15 is no longer a vesas for her, only day 20 is her ves kavua. A kvias vesas has to happen with three times, no less than three times. The only way to get rid of an old vesas is by being oker the vesas three times. You have to go through three times of not seeing dam. Now it's very clear that you have to be choshesh for ves shena kavua in our Mishnah, meaning even the first time she saw day 20, the Mishnah said you still have to be choshesh next month for day 20, even though it's not yet a veses kavua. However, even though she's being choshesh for vesa shena kavua, meaning even though there is a halacha, and obviously we practice this halacha more often than we practice the halacha ves kavua, because most women don't have ves kavua, even though we are choshesh for vesa shena kavua, it's different than a vesa kavua. There are several halachic differences between a vesa shena kavua and a vesa kavua. In the Pardes Rimonim, he counts out seven chilukim la halacha in the Psichos to Simon Kuf Peites, seven chilukim lahalacha between ves kavua and ves shena kavua. Number one, a veses kavua could only be nekar with three times of skipping that veses. A ves shena kavua, just one time and you're oker it. If you had a ves shena kavua, it just doesn't happen once and then you don't have to worry about it ever again. Number two, a veses kavua is only nekar if you do a bedika during the shas vest and you don't find anything on the bedika cloth. But if she didn't do a bedika, the ves kavua will still be intact even though she didn't see any dam. She never had argasha. Still, it's not going to be oker the ves. Where ves she'ena kavua is nekar even without a bedika. You don't have argasha. The ves she'ena kavua is nekar. Third difference, a vesas kavua, if she stops seeing three times, and then one time later on, it comes back. Let's say she always had a vesas kavua for the 15th day of the month. And then for a year, she hasn't seen on the 15th day of the month. And then one time, she sees again on the 15th day of the month, the vesas kavua comes back in full force, just with that one time. As opposed to the ves she'ena kavua, whenever even if she comes, if she sees that time again, let's say she had a ves she'ena kavua, she saw once or twice on the 15th day of the month, and then she goes a few months without it, then she sees again on the 15th day of the month, it does not turn into a kvias ves, right? It's still a ves she'ena kavua. Fourth difference between them, a woman who has a vest kavua doesn't have to be choshesh for any other vestals. She doesn't have to worry about the Yom HaFlaga and the Yom HaChodesh and the Ona Beninis. None of that. All of that goes away. Once you have vest kavua, you have nothing else to worry about. A woman who doesn't have a vestas kavua has to worry about three different vestas. She has to worry about the day of the month that she last saw dam, the haflaga, the amount of time between her last two riyos she has to be choshesh for as well, and the onabedinus, the 30-day average amount of time that it takes a woman to see dam. So this is a shaila very much lemaisa in terms of a woman whose cycle is manipulated by pills. So what status does a pill have? When she starts taking the placebo, she always sees dam 2 days, let's say, or 24 hours after taking the placebo, but never before taking the placebo, she's not going to see dam. So does that have a din of ves kavua? Major nafkamina. If it has a din of ves kavua, that's the only vesa she has to worry about. That whenever she takes pills, that she starts the placebo, that's a ves kavua to always see dam then. So if it's a ves kavua, bedikos would be critical, even though we always recommend bedikos during the onus of vest. Bedikos would be critical during that time, and she wouldn't have to worry about any of the other vestos. So that's what many poskim say, that l'chora would have a din of a vesas kavua. The sixth nafkamina between them, a vesas kavua, if the vest passes, she's asura to her husband. The husband has to assume she's asura until he asks her, did you see dam? He has to assume she's tamea until told otherwise. Whereas vesas she'ena kavua, she's muteres even before, let's say he doesn't ask her, he doesn't have to wait the amount of time that she could have been tovelas, been soferes for tovelas, he could assume she's muteres. And the last nafkamina is a zakena, and a katana is chosheshes for a vesas kavua, but do not have to worry about a vesas she'ena kavua. Those are the seven differences between ves kavua and ves she'ena kavua. Now, the majority of Rishonim assume that the reason why we have to worry about the vesas she'ena kavua, this is clear in Rashi and some Kimmel and Beis Dibra Maskel Zeh. It's clear in many, many other Rishonim, in the Raivin and the Balei Nefesh, the Rashba, the Rush, all the Rishonim. It seems to be clear. Why are we worried about a ves she'ena kavua? Just because she saw once on the 15th day of the month, it means it's going to happen again. That's not a pattern. No, vesas means a pattern. You're being choshesh for a pattern. Where's the pattern here? It happened once. So all the Rishonim say, no, we're being choshesh that since it's normal for a woman to have a vesas kavua, so if she doesn't have one yet, but she saw dam on the 15th day of the month, we're choshesh that's the beginning of a vesas kavua. And that's why we're choshesh for all of the different vessels, for the Yom HaFlaga, Yom HaChodesh. Those are the most common ways to establish a pattern. So we're being choshesh that this pattern is beginning to be established, that Re'iyah, that last Re'iyah she had, is going to be the beginning of the pattern. However, the Ravid writes that if she sees one time during her Yemei Ibura, her Yemei Minika, or during her pregnancy, or during when she's nursing, she's choshesh for Ves She'ena Kavua then as well. Now that's very difficult, because you can't have a Ves Kavua during pregnancy and during nursing. Those are Zmanim that are not Ro'i for Kvias Veset. So a lot of the Achronim are bothered how we can be choshesh for Ves She'ena Kavua during those periods. So some of the Achronim suggest that when all these Rishonim say that the reason we have to be choshesh for Ves She'ena Kavua is because of a chashash, maybe she's being Koveya Veses, that's only when a woman already had a Veses Kavua, where we see that such a woman typically does see with a pattern. So when she breaks the pattern, we have to be choshesh that maybe she's seeing with a new pattern. But a woman who never had a pattern before, who never had a Veses Kavua, a woman who never had a Ves Kavua in the past, so we don't have to worry that she's... The reason we're choshesh for the Ves She'ena Kavua is not because we think she's establishing a pattern, but we're worried that another Re'iyah B'mikra is going to happen. Just like a Re'iyah B'mikra happened on this day once, so Re'iyah B'mikra is going to happen on that day again. And that's why, even during the Yemei Minikusa, Yemei Ibura, the Ravid is concerned about it. Okay, top of Samuch Dal and Amal. Itmar. Rasa Yom Chamish Asa L'chodesh Zev Yom Tezayin L'chodesh Zev Yom Shivasa L'chodesh Zev Rav Amar Kavala Vez L'diluk Shmur Omer Ad Shetit Shalish B'diluk. What if a woman sees day 15 of 3 months in a row? That would be definitely a Ves Kavua. Day 15 of Nisan, 16 of Iyar, and 17 of Sivan. So 3 months in a row where there's a pattern of skipping a day. So Rav says, yeah, that's a Veses. That's three times, three Re'iyos, all seen in a pattern. Shmuel says, no. Atchet Teshalish B'diluk. Her Veses is that she skips a day, that each time she sees it jumps a day. So it's not good enough to have three Re'iyos, she needs to have three Dilugim, three jumps. It has to, and a single jump is from the 15th to the 16th. So by the time she sees on the 16th, that's only one jump. To the 17th, that's two jumps. She would then need to see that fourth month on the 18th, and that would be three jumps. That would be a Veses Kavua L'Dilug. All the Rishonim point out. When it comes to the actual Yom HaChodesh, if it was a Veses to see on the same day of the month, Kuli Amalo Pligi would be three times. When it comes to a Haflaga, let's say, that she has a Veses to see every 30 days, let's say, you would for sure need four Re'ios to establish such a Veses, because a Haflaga is defined as space between two Re'ios. What about Dilug of Chodesh? Are we counting that? That's the whole Machlokas. Do we count Dilugim, or do we count the amount of Re'ios that are seen along the pattern? So name Rav Shmuel, but put the Rebbe Rav Shmuel Gamliel Kamifugi. Before the Gemara realizes that that's the Machlokas, the Gemara says, wait, maybe everyone really agrees that we're counting Dilugim. And the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel is, how many times does it take to establish Chazaka? Detanya Nises, the Rishon Vemeis. L'sheni Vemeis, L'shlishi Lotinase Divrei Rebbe. That Rebbe yells, let's say a woman was married to one man and the man died. And then she gets married to another man and that man dies. So she already has a Chazaka. With those two times, she can't get married again. She's a Katlanis. We assume that anyone she marries is going to die. Rav Shmuel Gamliel Omer L'gimel Tinase L'dal L'dol Tinase. But Rav Shmuel Gamliel says, no. Two times isn't a Chazaka. Three times is a Chazaka. Only if she married three men and all three died, then she can't get married. She cannot get married a fourth time. So don't you see they're arguing how many times makes a chazaka, two times or three times? Maybe that's the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. Everyone agrees we count the lugim, and Rav says three re'ios, 15th, 16th, and 17th of three consecutive months is a ves kavua because two dilugim is enough. That two times creates a chazaka. And Shmuel would say three times makes a chazaka. Says Gemara, lo, to kuli al makram Shmuel Gamliel. Everyone really holds like Rav Shmuel Gamliel, meaning everyone holds three times creates a chazaka. V'hacha b'hacha miflugi. Rav savar chamisha asr miminyana, u'shmuel savar kivin delav b'dilu chazisei, lav miminyanahu. Rav would hold that the 15th day is part of the first month where she saw on the 15th day counts as part of the pattern. It counts as one of the three, and therefore she would only need to see three consecutive months, 15, 16, 17. And Shmuel says, no, we're counting, since that first month was not yet a dilug, it was just the first re'iyah, it wasn't yet a dilug, it doesn't count toward the pattern. Only the second month where she sees on the 16th, and that was her first re'iyah bedilug, only that counts toward the pattern. Now, the Gemara never talks about a case. What if she's medallic multiple days? What if she sees day 15 on Nisan, 17th of Iyar, 19th of Sivan? Right? What about that? Is that also Vesas Kavua Bedilug? So that's a Machlokas Rishonim. The Ra'a writes, you're not Kaveh Ves Bedilug unless it's a skip of one day. More than one day, it's not going to be considered Vesas Dilug. However, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Magen Mishnah, all assume that Dover Pashut. We're looking for patterns, meaning there's no rule of what how a woman has to have a Ves Kavua. Ves Kavua means she has a predictable pattern. So what do we care if the pattern is that she skips one day or she goes 2 days later every month? As long as it's a pattern, it's a predictable pattern, and that's it. That's what makes a Ves Kavua, and that's what the Mechaber Paskins in Kuf Peites Sif Hei, that any time it's a Ves Kavua, the Dilug, it doesn't matter whether the Dilugim are one-day Dilugim, two-day Dilugim, three-day Dilugim, it doesn't make a difference. That's why sometimes it's hard to even notice when there are Vestas Kavua. A woman may not even notice because there are so many different possibilities of how a pattern could be established. You have to be very careful to pay attention to it to see if there is some sort of pattern that's being established. Now, there is a Machlokas Rishonim, whether you could have a Dilug L'mafreya, meaning can a woman establish a Vestas Kavua to be medallic backwards, that she sees on the first month, the 25th day of the month, second month, the 24th day of the month, third month, the 23rd day of the month. Is that a Ves Kavua? The Ravid in Bali and Nefesh says, Beferish, that a woman could be Kavesa Dilug L'mafreya. Why not? If she sees 15th of 1 month, 14th the next month, 13th the next month, good, a Ves Kavua. That's what the Mi'iri says as well. However, the Sefer Eshkol quotes this Svara, that a woman could be Kavesa Ves Dilug L'mafreya, and he asks him, he says, it will turn out, what's going to happen when she gets to day one of the next month? So you're going to have to be choshesh for that day, meaning when she gets to the Tchilas HaChodesh, you'll be choshesh that day and the next day. So that's impossible, that a woman's going to be bleeding constantly. And that's what the place says also. A woman is always going to be b'cheskas roa, and the vesas, meaning a ves kavua, has to be something that can go on forever. If it can't go on forever, then it can't be a ves kavua. So you say having a dilug l'mafreya is something that by definition By haflagos, this makes sense. Something that by definition, forget about day of the month. By haflagos, can you have vessels of dilug of haflagos? That her haflaga is that instead of seeing every, if she sees 20 days later, then 21 days later, then 22 days later, then 23 days later, that can go on forever till she hits menopause. If she sees 23 days later, 22 days later, 21 days later, that can't go on forever because then she'll bleed to death. After a while, she's just going to be bleeding constantly. So that's the question. In order to have a ves kavua, does it have to be something that can go on forever? This is the machlokes rishonim. Or can it just be something that's an established pattern for right now? So as long as it can still be going, I still have to be choshish. When's it going to stop? I don't know when it's going to stop. Yes, it has to stop eventually, but maybe it doesn't matter when it's going to stop. So that's the machlokes rishonim. There's also a machlokes rishonim within the Shita of Shmuel. If a woman has a Vesas Haflaga Al Yedei Diluk, how many times does it take? We said before, Vesas Haflaga takes 4 times to establish a Vesas Haflaga, because to say that she sees every X amount of days, well, you need 2 bookends to say how much the haflaga is to begin with. So she sees 30 days apart from each other. First 2 times, good, now you have 30 days apart from each other. Then 30 days later, then 30 days later. So that's 4 re'ios. That's clear. Everyone would only need 4 re'ios for a ves haflaga. What would Shmuel hold if a woman sees 30 days later, then 31 days later, then 32 days later? 4 re'ios or 5 re'ios? Do you need 3 dilugim in haflagos also? Or maybe in haflagos, 4 re'ios in total would be good enough. That is a machlokas rishonim. The Ravid says the whole machlokas Rav and Shmuel is by ves hachodesh bedilug, where Rav will say the re'ia rishonim in a minyan, Shmuel will say it's not minyan minyan. But other vestos, they don't argue about. Sounds from the Ravid of ves haflaga bedilug, even Shmuel would hold 4 re'ios is enough. However, the Torah quotes in the name of the Ramban that you need 5 re'ios. So the Mechaber quotes in both deos of Rav and Shmuel when it comes to Veses Chodesh Ledilug. He quotes both deos and says we should be Machmir. And the Mechaber writes, Ketzad Kovas B'Yimei Chodesh B'Dilug, Kion Sherasa B'Tesvav B'Nisan, Tes Zayin B'Yir, Yud Zayin B'Sivan, Lo Kav Veses HaShetir B'Yud Ches B'Tamuz, She'ein Re'ir Rishonim Mitzaref, Eskimin She'ein HaFlagos Shavos. So that's what the Mechaber writes. He quotes both deos when it comes to a Veses Yom HaChodesh B'dilug. But when it comes to Veses HaFlaga B'dilug, the Mechaber writes very simply, Pa'amim Shetia HaFlaga Shekavaz Be'ma Veses B'dilug, K'on Sherasa Yom, V'rasa Sheinis L'Sof Lamed, U'Shlishis Lamed Aleph, U'Revis Salamid Beis, Kava Vesas Ladiluk Shalaflagos. Mechaber only quotes one opinion, that it takes 4 times to be Koveya a Vesas Haflago Bediluk. Sounds very clearly that the Mechaber holds that even Shmuel would be Moda, that when it comes to Haflagos Bediluk, even Shmuel would be Moda, that it only takes 4 Re'ios, that it would never take 5 Re'ios to establish such a Vesas. That seems clearly the sheet of the Mechaber. How do we pass him? Do we pass him like Rav or Shmuel? So as we said, the Mechaber is Choshesh for both shitas. It's machlokas rishonim. Now, how would you paskin in general? You have machlokas Rav and Shmuel. So, what's the din? Typically speaking, hilchos Rav b'Isuri, hilchos Shmuel b'dine. This is classic Yisr v'Heter. This is hilchos Nida. It's obviously Yisr v'Heter. So, Rabbeinu Chananel says, yeah, that's why we paskin like Rav, hilchos Rav b'Isurin. However, the Ramban, Tur, and the Torah says the Rush also, all paskin like Shmuel. What happens to hilchos Rav b'Isuri? Well, the Gemara says about Shmuel, Dekonami. The Gemara says, yeah, our Mishnah is meduyik like Shmuel. So if the Gemara goes out of its way to say that we have a riot to Shmuel, so then you're going to paskin like Shmuel, you're not going to paskin like Rav. The Ravid and Bali and Nefesh and the Rashba are machmir like the Chumras of both, and that's what the Mechaber says, to be machmir like the Chumras of both. That to be Kaveya Veses Shalosh Rios, we already assume she was Kaveya. To be Oker the Veses, meaning to be Choshesh for a Ves Sheina Kavua, you're still Choshesh until she's been Kaveya it 4 times. So that's the That's the halacha. Says Gemara Vayter, Eisve, Eisul Mudul, Yosra Yom Tesva, Vashinsel Yom Shishasar, Zevza Asurim, and she always saw on day 15, and then she changes and she sees day 16, they're both going to be Asur, Shinsel Yom Shivasar, Huta Shishasar, Vinesar, Hamishasar, Shivasar. If she then sees day 17, so day 15 is still Asur, because that's her Veskavua, and day 17 is Asur as well. But day 16 now is Mutter. Shinsel Yom Shmona Asur, she then sees on day 18, Hutru Kulan, then she no longer has to worry about 15, 16, 16 or 17, Vein Asrael Mishmon Asr Velech. She only has to worry about day 18. Kasha L'Rav is a Kashan Rav, because Rav says now she has a Ves Kavua for Dilug, so she should have to worry only about day 19. Says the Gemara, Amalok Rav, Limuda Shaini. Rav would say no, in the case of Limuda, it's different, that because she already had a Ves Kavua to see on day 15. So says the Gemara, Dekarila Mai Karila, of course Limuda Shaini, of course day 15 she was Ves Kavua, it's going to be a different situation. Says the Gemara, Limuda Srichale. Now, I might have thought that I needed the case of Limuda. In the case of Lemuda, where she had a Ves Kavur for day 15, that even if she misses day 15 twice, that would be good enough. Kamashalan therefore comes to tell me that it's not good enough. Meisvei, Rasa, Yomasim Echad B'chadzeh, Yomasim Shayim B'chadzeh, Yomasim Shlosh B'chadzeh, Kavul HaVesis. A woman sees day 21, day 22, day 23 of consecutive months, she's Kavul HaVesis. Sirgul, Yomasim Arba, Lo Kavul HaVesis. If instead of seeing day 23 on that third month, she sees on day 24, she's not Kovei Aveses. Tiyufta the Shmuel, isn't this a Tiyufta on Shmuel? Because you see, we said that she was Kovei Aveses by seeing day 21 of 1 month, 22 of the second month, 23 of the third month. It's only 3 times, and according to Shmuel, you need 4 times. It says, Mara Melech Shmuel, Hacham Eskim, Gondu Regil Lemichsi, Biyam Esrim Vishinsel, Biyam Esrim Echad. Now, the case that we're talking about is that prior to seeing on day 21, she always had a Ves Kavur to see on day 20. So it was 4 re'eos. So dekanami to shavkin liyamasim nakli yamasim echad, and it's meduyik that way because why would it pick an example of seeing day 21? Isn't that an odd number to start with? Day 21. Wouldn't you start with a number that's a more round number like day 20? So it must be that we are starting with day 20. She always had a ves kavur for day 20, and we're saying now she saw 1 month day 21, next one 22, next one 23. Shema mina. That's how you see very clearly that Shmuel is correct. Sheini shekavas laves shetikveena. So he said a woman is only kavei ves when she sees 3 times. That's only in terms of being koveh veses. But to be choshesh for veses sheina kavua, so you need to be choshesh even if you only have it 1 time. My kamashmalon tanina. What's he telling me? I already know this. And already says beferish in the Mishnah that if 1 time she sees day 20, she still has to worry about day 20. So I already know they have to be choshesh for veses sheina kavua. So says Marno, ime hasam hava minani milecha dekaima betochim enidasa. I would think that's only if that day falls out during her Yimei Nida. But if it falls out during the Yimei Ziva, I would think you don't have to be choshish for it. Kamash Melon, you have to be choshish for any Veseshena Kavua, regardless of when it falls out. Venim Taheris Min Aveses, and a woman can't undo a Veses unless she undoes it 3 times in a row, unless she doesn't see on that Veses 3 times in a row. Amra Papala Arminel, the Kavate Tosa Zimni, the Tricha Tosa Zimni Lemeakre. Only if it took 3 times to be Kovea, then you need 3 times to uproot. But if she saw Dam, let's say 2 times in a row on the 15th day of the month, then the third month, if she doesn't see on the 15th day of the month, it's already okay the Veses. You don't need any more than 1 time not seeing it to get rid of it. My Kamashmal and Tanina. What's the Chiddush? We already know this. A Ves Kavua is only if you have it 3 times. Of course, if you have it only twice. So it's okay in 1 time. I might have thought, how long does it take to be okay with Veses? It depends how long it took to establish the Veses. If you only saw it 1 time, so then you're okay with 1 time. You saw it 3 times, you're okay with 3 times. So I might have thought, if you see twice, it takes 2 times to be okay. Kamash Malan, then no. That you Kamash Malan, that if you see it twice, it still only takes 1 time to be okay, that Veset. Tari Kavasit Rav Papa, we have a Brisa like Rav Papa. A woman always had a Veskovot see on day 20, and 1 month she sees on day 30. Day 20 and 30 are both going to be Asr. Higia Yom Esrim Velo Rasa. If day 20 comes and she doesn't see, Mutar Slashar Mishad Yom Shloshim. So day 21 through day 29, she's good. But Choshesh is Yom Shloshim. But day 30, she's still going to have to be Choshesh for. Higia Yom Shloshim V'rasa. If day 30 comes and she sees Dam, V'higia Yom Esrim V'lo Rasa. And then the next day 20 comes and she doesn't see Dam, V'higia Yom Shloshim V'lo Rasa. And then the next day 30 comes and she doesn't see Dam, V'higia Yom Esrim V'rasa. And day 20 comes back and she does see Dam, Hutar Yom Shloshim V'Nesar Yom Esrim. The day 30 is now nothing to worry about anymore. Day 20 is back as something that you do have to worry about. Even though it went three times without seeing day 20, Mifnei Sharech Bizman Oba. We assume that whenever you have a Vesas Kavua, if it comes back even once, you have to be Choshish for that Vesas Kavua again. It becomes a Vesas Kavua again, even if it comes back only once. But again, this is a Kavaseh Drav Papa, because even though she saw day 30 twice, she's Oker day 30 with only missing it one time. So we see both of those halachos all in this one case. Next mission, last mission in the parak. Nashim bibesuleim ki gefanim. Women are like vines. Yesh gefen sheyena edom, yesh gefen sheyena shachar. Some vines create red wine and some make black wine. Yesh gefen sheyena meruba, yesh gefen sheyena muat. Some gefanim have a lot of wine, some have very little bit of wine. So the same thing. Some women have different color bloods. When it's done, the dam besulim is not always the same color for different women, and some have a lot of dam, some have a little bit of dam. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kol Gefen Sheyesh B'Yayin, Kol Gefen Yesh B'Yayin, V'Shein B'Yayin Ayez a Dorkati. Any real good Gefen has wine. If it doesn't have wine, it's a Dorkati, meaning it's cut off. Dorkatua, the Gemara says. Tana Dorkatua. It's a cut off generation. You're not going to be able to have children if you don't have any wine, if you don't have any blood. Tana Rebbe Chiyak Shem Shasa'or Yafel Le'isa Kach Damim Yafel Le'isha. Just like yeast is good for dough, blood is good for women. Tana Mishim Ramer Kol Isha Shadamea Merubin Banea Merubin. A woman who has a lot of dam has a lot of has a lot of children. Women who have trouble, who don't menstruate regularly, need, you know, Baruch Hashem, in today's day and age, we have medication that could help for these things, and all sorts of treatments that can regulate them, get them to see them, and enable them to have children. But naturally speaking, if a woman has a very difficult time seeing them, so then it's dar katua. It becomes very challenging. Anyway, it's one of the miracles of modern science. So this idea that Rabbi Yehuda says, if she has kol gefen sheyesh b'yayin, ein b'yayin is dorkati. So the Rambam writes in the Perashah Mishnayos, and the Chiddush Aran also writes, that Rabbi Yehuda is coming to teach us that there are some women that don't have dam nida nor dam besulim. So if a man is bol his wife and he doesn't find dam, you don't necessarily assume she cheated on you. You can assume, or that she lied to you about being a besula. She might be one of those women, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda is telling you, investigate the family. She might come from a long line of people that don't have dam, and somehow they manage to have children one way or the other, or maybe something in the genetic pool. The Rashi says a woman who doesn't have dam besulim doesn't have a lot of dam nida either, and therefore won't have banei merubim. The Rambam Pirush Mishnah says if she doesn't have dam besulim, she's just never going to be able to give birth. So the Aruch Lener says, what are they arguing about? They're arguing about what dor katua means. Rashi in Ksuba says dor katua means that if she doesn't have dam besulim, she's katua from dam nida, it could be that she'll have children, just not a lot of children. Whereas the Rambam says, no, dar katua means she won't have children. That simply will cut off all the generations. She won't have children. Okay, hadron alecha isha. Now we move on to the very last parak in Shas, the 10th parak of Masech Nida. Tinoka shlo yigiyah zman liros. The Mishnah is split into three parts. First part, tinoka shlo yigiyah zman liros, a girl who's not yet of age to become a nida, v'nises, and she gets married. Beishamei yom nosna arba leilos. Beishamei says that all the blood that comes out through the first four nights of marriage, you could assume it's all dam besulim, because she's not even at age where it could be dam nida. So even though she keeps on bleeding over and over again the first four nights, you could assume it's all dam besulim. She's not tameya. Ubeisil om ratchetichya amaka. Beisil says you can give her until she ever has bia without seeing dam. As long as she continues to have bia and seeing dam, no matter how long it goes on, you could assume it's dam besulim. Period. That's the first part of the Mishnah. Part two of the Mishnah, he gives manaliros finises. Let's say a woman is already of age where she could see dam, but she's never actually seen dam, and then she gets married. So how long do you give her where you assume the dam is still dam besulin? Beisham romrim nosun la rishon. Beishami says just the first night. However many bios they have that first night she bleeds, you could assume it's all dam besulin. Ubeisilam an motzoi shabbos arba leilos. Beisil says no, she gets four nights until motzoi shabbos. That all counts as dam besulin. After that, it's dam nida. the third part of the Mishnah, Ras Aval de Beis Aviyah. Let's say she's not only old enough to see dam, but she's already been seeing dam by the time she gets married. She's already menstruating regularly. So Beishami Yom Nosan Abilas Mitzvah. So Beishami says the only dam that you could assume is dam Bisulim is that first Bia, the Bias Mitzvah. Beisulim Kolalai Lekula. Beisulim says no, she gets all night. It's not just the Bias Mitzvah. However many Bias you want to have that night, you could assume is all dam Bisulim and not dam Nida. Why is the first Bia called the Bias Mitzvah? So Tosus discusses this in Maseches Ksuvos. Tosus and Ksuvos on the Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, Dibur Maskil Be'ilas, says that since it says Ki Bo Alayich Osayich, and the Gemara in Sanhedrin says a woman is only Koresus Bris, she's only fully committed to the one who's Osa Osa Kli, to the one who she has her first Bia with, so that and she feels very connected to him, and that's the Bia that's going to lead to Peru Revu. So even though the Gemara assumes that the first Bia, a woman cannot become actually pregnant from the first Bia, so you would think it would be the last thing you would ever call a Bias Mitzvah, you think every other Bia would be a Bias Mitzvah, but since that sets the tone, that creates the relationship that enables all the future Bios, that's what's called Bias Mitzvah. That's how Tosus explains. Chasam Sofer says no, the other Bios aren't called Bias Mitzvah. Every other Bios she's going to have in her life that could actually lead to a pregnancy is called Bias Chova. Bias Mitzvah means it's not. We're not highlighting this Bias above all other Bios, it's less than all of the Bios. The other Bios are Bias Chova, this is only Bias Mitzvah. Shittim Betzah says that the Iker Bias Mitzvah this is called the Bias Mitzvah because the Knisa L'Chuppah, the Chuppah is only complete with this Bia. It's the completion of the marriage. Okay, Vaitu, let's see the Gemara. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak Vav, Filu Rasa, even if she actually saw Dam. So says Gemara, Mimai, Midka Maflik B'Seifa Bein Rasa Bein B'Shalo Rasa. Meaning when we said if she's in Beis Avia, Beis Hillel says, since it's not Higiyas Manaliros, we give her until Tichya Amaka. That means even if she actually saw Dam while she was in Beis Avia, but she's 4 years old, so she's not supposed to be seeing Dam. So how do we know that that's the case? From the fact that the Seifa is mechalik between Rasa and La Rasa, mechal the Reisha lo shnachi v'lo shnachi. Sounds like the Reisha doesn't matter whether she's actually seen Dam or not. She's just so young. Tani nami yachi b'yisalom rach tichi amaka, bein Rasa bein La Rasa. We have a Brisa that says like that explicitly. That B'yisalom says, you give her ach tichi amaka, whether or not she's seen Dam. Ach tichi amaka, ad kama. How long does that go on, ach tichi amaka? Let's say she sees Dam forever and ever. You keep having Bia. So for years, you can assume every Bia is still Dam Basulim. Some of them Rav calls man she no cheres. So long as she's still no cheres, so we assume that means she's in some sort of pain. Ki amrisa kamei de Shmuel lameli nechira zu en yodei mahi. So Shmuel said, I don't know what this nechira means. El calls man she arok matzoy b'toch hapeh machmas tashmish. So long as there's still blood there as a result of tashmish, that she's still seeing dam as a result of tashmish. Nechira de kamei Rav heichi dami. What does nechira mean? Amar Shmuel barav Yitzchak le didi mefarsh li minei de Rav omedes veroa yosheves veinero biyodua shlo. If when she stands up, she sees Dam, when she sits down, she doesn't see Dam, meaning depending on the position of the Bia, she sees Dam or doesn't see Dam, then you know that there's still a wound there from the Basulin. If again, based on what she's on when she has the Bia, on the ground or on the cushions, you could predict whether she's going to see Dam, then you know that there's still a wound there. But if no matter what the situation is, she's always seeing Dam or always not seeing Dam, then you know that the Makkah is all cleared up, that the Dam Basulim is cleared up. Higiyas Mana, we then said if the woman is Higiyas Mana Liros, but she has not yet seen Dam, so then we had a Machlokas Misham Beis Hillel Vayter in the Mishnah. Itmar Shimsha B'Yamim, what if she only saw, so we said, what did Beis Hillel say? She has 4 nights until Motzai Shabbos. What if she was Mishamish during the daytime? Is it only nights? So Rav Amalov of Sida Leilos, Levi Amar of Sida Leilos. Rav says she still gets 4 nights. Levi says, no, if she had Bia during the day, so that counts toward her nights. Rav Amalov see the Leilos on Motzai Shabbos. Rav will say she doesn't lose the nights, because that's why Beis Hillel went out of his way to say she gets until Motzai Shabbos, even if she's bald during the day. V'Levi Amalov see the Leilos, May Arba Leilos Tiktani Arba Onos. And Levi will say, no, it means four time periods during which she has Bia. And if she chooses to have Bia during the day, so then she loses out on getting the extra night. Rav Lamalim Misan Arba Leilos. So according to Rav, why does it say 4 nights? Orach Arukam Ashmalan, the Dark of the Bia. Lelos. So he's just coming to tell me the Derech Eretz that it's normal for a woman to have bia at night, that you're not supposed to have bia during the daytime. Previously we said it's a halacha, that it's not just Derech Eretz, but okay, we'll leave that for a different time. According to Levi, what's Ad Motzei Shabbos standing? It should just say the four nights. It should, right? Saha Kamashmalin. The Shari Lemiv Lechachilu B'Shabbos. No, what Levi is teaching me is that you're allowed to be count toward those four nights a bia on Friday night. That it's mutter of bia for the first time on Shabbos, even though you know she's going to she might bleed. Kiddush Shmuel. Damer Shmuel appeared to the chukah mutter the kanes b'Shabbos ve'afal pi shemeshut tsroros. That Shmuel says appeared to the chukah even if she's not totally open yet, you're still allowed to be boel her on Shabbos, even though there's a very strong possibility that she's going to bleed. Most Rishonim understand it's because it's davar shein miskaven, it's not a psik reshe, and therefore you're allowed to be boel b'tchila b'Shabbos. That's a major sugya at the very beginning of Suvas. Okay, we'll pick up with Itmar Mir Hashem tomorrow at the bottom of the Samach Dalet and Beis.